It's been more than 3 months since a fire at Clairton Coke Works significantly increased emissions of sulfur dioxide. Mon Valley residents say it's affecting their quality of life.
It's still at times pretty bad. Certain mornings and in the night, it's really bad all the time. My wife has a bad heart, and it causes her a lot of breathing problems.
It comes right in your house. Your whole house just fills up with it. Every room. There's no getting away from it.
I know nothing, really. But I know that sometimes I can't breathe as well. Some days it's an awful toxic smell. And it's not every day, but the result is black soot on my porch, in my house. But I am concerned. Tell me about sulfur dioxide then.
That was Jim Ross of Clairton, Frank Walk of Portview, and Esther Spadaro of Clairton. As part of our new occasional series, A Moment of Science, 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed talked with University of Pittsburgh Public Health Professor Jim Fabisak about how sulfur dioxide affects the human body.
What happens when sulfur dioxide is inhaled?
Essentially, it can combine with water to produce microscopic droplets of sulfuric acid.
And it's basically just interacting with all the water that is in your body.
All of the water that is on the sort of surfaces that are exposed to the environment.
So your eyes, your airway, your
airways lungs. Gets to be one of the most important ones, because this gas, as it's inhaled, can act as a severe irritant to those tissues.
There's another way that it interacts with our bodies, and that's when it becomes particulate matter in the atmosphere. Can you explain how that works?
In the same way, sulfur dioxide can interact with water vapor that's in the atmosphere and also be converted to small droplets of sulfuric acid. We know from a variety of health effect studies that particulate matter, as measured in a very general way, is associated with increased risk of cardiovascular events, premature mortality, enhanced respiratory effects as well, exacerbations of chronic obstructive lung disease, even adverse birth outcomes.
What do we know about what's happening in the body that leads to these outcomes?
Well, that's somewhat controversial, and there are several theories that have been put forth. One is that the irritation to the lungs by these particulates causes neural reflexes that affect the autonomic nervous system.
And what's the autonomic nervous system?
The sort of nervous system that's responsible for controlling your heart rate, your breathing rate, gastrointestinal motility, things
that... All the processes we don't think about.
Exactly.
You don't have to say, I'm going to digest this apple.
Exactly. And then that has effects on your heart rate. And if you have pre-existing cardiovascular disease, then that change in autonomic tone to your heart could push you a little bit in the direction of having an adverse event, an arrhythmia, something like that.
What is still unknown about the health effects of particulate matter?
One of the things that's unknown is trying to dissect out the mechanism. How do we account for some of the adverse effects that particulate matter that are beginning to emerge, such as the adverse birth outcomes? There's even some work that talks about increased risk of autism. The other is that particulate matter is very heterogeneous in terms of its composition and where it comes from. And so trying to determine which specific forms of that particulate matter are the most responsible for the adverse effects is also sort of a topic of research.
Thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. This is a pleasure being here.
That was Pitt Environmental Health Professor Jim Fabisak speaking with 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed.